Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of KKFT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hey, well, good morning, Northern Nevada. How did it go this week? Was the turkey moist? The gravy good? Did Cousin Amy keep her cool? I'm John Potter. The Weeknd is the name of the show, and yes, it is live and local. And before I do anything else, the best of luck to our Wolf Pack going into that terrible blue voting city. To down south as they play UNLV for the Fremont Canyon. It's 5 o'clock today.
For the Canyon?
Cannon. I'm sorry. Did I say Canyon?
Yes, sir.
It's those brain pills that Derek guy has been giving me. But Cannon, yes. It's been red now for the past 2 years. Something has to be done here. So I have very high hopes, especially after Nevada's pro football team embarrassed us greatly once again. And listen, I'm not one of those guys who hates the Raiders. No, I tried to be a fan. I went out, I bought all their stuff. We spent hundreds of dollars seeing two games in Allegiant Stadium for this team. And listen, I'm a guy who suffered through decades of the Buffalo Bills botching every winnable game. I've seen a lot of dumb things, is what I'm saying, on the football field. What happened Friday was just ridiculous and embarrassing. Yes, they lost to the Chiefs, but you know what? The Chiefs are definitely slipping. They should have won that game. And what happened at the end? The guy didn't. I would never talk like this 2 years ago. I never even watched football on TV, but my wife has turned me now into this nutcase, this fanatic, and it was just horrible. I don't even. Are you much of a football fan? I hope not.
No, not really. No.
Well, stay that way. That's just terrible. And now I've gotten to the point where I can't watch a game unless I have some money on it. And you know what's even worse? I hear kids. Kids are betting on football and things on the apps. All right. I started off on a bad note. Sorry about that. But good luck to you and our, and let's get that Fremont Canyon. So, Craig, how was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was thankfully uneventful and quiet.
Very nice. Did you stuff yourself, my friend?
Actually, I stuffed myself yesterday. It was a delayed Thanksgiving.
I stepped on my scale this morning. Data damage report. I really shouldn't own a scale. That's another thing that bums me out. It's rarely good news. But I would like to take calls on your favorite holiday memory. I thankfully have many. But I'll never forget how Thanksgiving, when my parents would always invite company over on Thanksgiving, and Mom would be like, "We're having company tonight, so stay out of the bathroom. Stay out of the bathroom. We got company coming over." And it's nicer now. Because the company coming over, they were friends who worked with Dad and stuff. And then it was all copying machine talk at the table because that's what Dad sold. And then as I got older, Black Friday got more important than Thanksgiving. Like, remember Kohl's opening at 4 o'clock in the morning? You know, guests had to leave the Thanksgiving dinner table early to rest up for that. I had a neighbor who had a truck, and he and his wife on 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd go to Kohl's and she'd split off and go to Toys R Us. That was another big, huge draw for Black Friday. And they would come back like 3 or 4 hours later, and that truck was full of stuff. But this was back when, I think, from looking around today, Costco, Amazon, yesterday, I mean, I think the deals were a lot better back then when it was a real big thing. Now, people don't line up at outside the stores anymore, and the experts say it's because everybody's buying online. I don't think so. I don't think the deals were really that great. Did you buy anything on Black Friday? I could only find a handful of deals.
No. What I heard yesterday through Fox News was that they estimated 65% of the shopping was done in person and not online this year.
Well, I do know this. I can't be sure because I wasn't there, but I was told the Reno Costco ran out of turkeys on Wednesday, so there was definitely traffic. Have you ever noticed, though, more people walk into Costco than walk out, but the meat is cheaper?
Drone.
I actually want to hear from you folks out there. What did you buy? Let's hear about some good deals. A lot of these sales, and here's another thing that killed Black Friday. It's now 4 or 5 days long here. I think it began on Wednesday, and I know at Costco and Amazon, they say Black Friday goes to December 1st or 2nd. Yes, I went shopping. I got Black Friday deals. I actually bought on sale from Costco online Black Friday these four great deals, and I swear to God, this is what is being delivered to me, my Black Friday bargains. A 20-pound bag of healthy weight cat food, 2 containers of Cascade dishwasher pods, 3 containers of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which I don't think Dunkin' coffee is anything special, but my wife refuses to drink any other brand, and 2 large bottles of olive oil. Isn't that sad? I am such a boring, domesticated, old white guy. I used to buy snappy clothes and fun things. You know, I used to be hooked on shopping on, these 2 websites, worldofwatches.com and musiciansfriend.com. My wife is TJ Maxx, but World of Watches, they had like 5,000 watches for sale on World of Watches, and it was like deep, deep discounts. Apparently, for decades now, there's been a huge glut of watches, and they're like 90% off there, you know? And I would look at the cool watches, and I bought until I realized at one point I had 12 watches, and they all wanted batteries at the same time after a while. So I simplified, and now I just wear my $49 Casio Marlin. And I chose that watch because I read in an article that this is the watch Bill Gates wears. He's a simple guy like me. And musiciansfriend.com, I would buy all these cool portable recording devices. And today, they're all useless because they're outdated. Like, anybody remember the mini disc? I don't know what to do with it all. So anyway, restrain yourselves. If you are holiday traveling today, we are overjoyed and honored that you got us on the radio. If you are going off on an airplane, listen, and they say tomorrow is actually going to be the biggest of all the travel Thanksgiving travel days, everybody coming home the same time on Sunday. Listen, if you're going on an airplane, get the frickin' window seat, okay? No, really, get the window seat, right? And here's the thing that just gets me. And when I'm president, I'm getting rid of this. 2 things, actually, we're getting rid of when I'm president. Number one, people who get on the plane and get a window seat, and then they close the blind. What the heck? You don't want to see the wonder of flight? If you have no interest in looking at the innards of a cloud, if you don't want to look down on California farms from 35,000 feet, you know what? You're missing out, but that's you. Don't frickin' close that blind. as I can't see. That's number one. I'll get to number two later. I don't want to start off with a rant and chase everybody away. Our phone number, 884-9910. I have an ideas for folks to call up and answer some of these questions I thought up. Number one, who was the turkey of the week? I know what Craig's thinking. Don't say it. What was the Kodak moment from your Thanksgiving? What makes a perfect holiday? Give us your shopping horror stories, or what are you trying to find? And what's number one on your Christmas gift list this year? There you go. One of those. I'd be honored to take your call, 884-9910. Now, people don't call as much as they used to. That's just a thing. I know this because I tried to sell a car once, and I had my phone number, and nobody called me, but I got like 30 texts.
Is it still available?
So the world works by text now, and I understand that. And Craig, for the first time, I'm going to do this show while I'm watching the texts. I'm going to open up that, that email system here and see what people say. So is that okay? I can do that?
You can do that.
Thank you. Of course, I won't read them all. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting hip with things. I'm just an old man radio guy, and it was always phones and everything. But, no, I'm going to use the text. And I'm turning on more notifications on my phone. Yeah, see? Progress. Although I call notifications on the phone, I call them the devil's doorbell. And I'll never change my mind about that. Okay, 884-9910. Got some great guests coming up this morning. But for now, it's me and you, 884-9910. Did I miss anything, Craig? Anything you wanted to bring up?
Not yet. We have an hour or so of open time to talk.
Yeah, we could bring up all sorts of stuff. This whole thing about Rancho San Rafael and the county proposing new guidelines that some people think threaten hot August or hot air balloon festival. And I read through all those proposals, and I don't really see a threat to the, I don't know if you looked into this, Craig, or not. I don't see a threat to the balloon festival on this. They are talking about more trees, and some people are saying, well, the hot air balloons can't, there are trees in the way. I don't know. It's a pretty big park. So if you have an opinion on that, 884-9910. But there's a petition going around to smack these proposals down for Rancho San Rafael. And, I'm kind of for the proposals. There's so much more we could do with that park. There's a lot of empty space with no growth or anything. So it's a talk show. That's what we do. And local stuff is good. And stuff about you. And stuff that will help other people. That's why I bring up things like what bargains have you seen around town and things like that. Yakety yakety yak. Okay, 919. Going to take a break. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 919.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We have 25 degrees currently in Reno. Walked here in the cold, so I'm wide awake this morning. 884-9910, number to call. Second thing I didn't get to that I would ban when I'm president is, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings right now, okay? I'm just speaking truth to power. And Grandma, I'm talking to you, and you are a wonderful, loving person. You're a true gift to your family in every conceivable way, except that darn cranberry sauce, okay? It comes in a can, and it has little ridges on the side, the imprint of the inside of the can. Call me a traditionalist, but I've always preferred my cranberry in its natural state in the shape of a can of dog food. That is cranberry sauce. I call it canned berry sauce myself. Always have. It's like a red gel type product No one really eats it. You know, can't stand it. But that is cranberry sauce. And that is what you put on your table on Thanksgiving. You know, the kids play with it. I don't think they're going to eat it, but they'll cut it up with their knife, and it provides them some distractions, you know? So, no, but here's where some grandmas go wrong. On Thanksgiving time, you say, I'm going to use my mother's homemade cranberry sauce recipe. In the new world, that's a no-go. No homemade cranberry sauce. Well, I take real cranberries and I put orange zest in them. And no, because, you know, that's not orange zest. That's orange peel. We don't eat orange peel. We eat orange insides. You know, that's called orange. Orange peel is called food waste. Am I alone in this? We put that in the garbage. All right. Nobody wants chutney berry blends with kosher salt cranberry sauce from a recipe you found on Pinterest. Okay. A show of hands. Homemade cranberry sauce is always. Oh, John, you only say that because you never had my mother's. Well, you only say that because, you know, your mother could be listening right now. Okay. But give me the dark red Ocean Spray gel that Jesus himself walked on, that canned cold maroon lumped jelly with the ridges. If you like your cranberry sauce without the ridges, you are just too fancy for me, my friend. You know, it's ribbed for your pleasure. AI, if you ask AI, that will back me up. So, going back, no closing window blinds on planes, and no homemade cranberry sauce when I'm president. You won't have to eat that. And as your future leader, you're welcome. Now, all that about the cranberry sauce is what I have stood by all my life until this Thanksgiving night this week. Our hair person we go to invited Kathy and I to her place for Thanksgiving, and we met a nice couple of guests, other people. And, you know, one thing you never do, actually three things you never do when you're invited to somebody's house for Thanksgiving. Number one, don't bring your phone to the table, you know, the devil's doorbell, the notifications. Yeah. Number two, don't bring along an uninvited guest. And number three, you must compliment the food. This is a dinner that these folks have worked all day to prepare, maybe two. But Thursday night, I had to put her cranberry sauce on my plate. And yes, you have to eat it. If you don't put it on your plate, your host is going to offer it to you. And if you say, I don't care for cranberry sauce, they will usually say, but you haven't tried my cranberry sauce. It just goes in circles and you're trapped. But I was honestly blown away by how good this cranberry sauce was. This was not an afterthought. There were walnuts in it or something. Was it caramelized? So I did something I never thought I'd do in my life yesterday. We texted her for the recipe. It was a cranberry salsa sauce, and the ingredients were things like green onions, lime zest. Yeah, orange zest. No, lime zest, okay. Honey. It had Grand Marnier, the orange liqueur, in it, and it all worked together. And so no more cans for me, you know? There is a way to make it amazing, and I can't stop thinking about it. Just amazing. Oh, you know why the cranberry sauce is red? It saw the turkey dressing. Okay. So did you folks see the story about how much this year's average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 cost from CBS News? Okay, wow, credibility just dropped 50% right there. It reads, the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner is lower. The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 this year was $58, which is 9% less from the 2022 high of $64. $58 for Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people? I spent that much on pies. I spent that much on movie theater concession snacks for four, and that was skimping. $58? Every one of us that have gone grocery shopping knows exactly how much we've been spending, and it's a whole lot more than that. I know for a fact that the takeout price from Cracker Barrel for six was $196 plus tax, so I'm guessing it's more like $200 for 10 people. $400 if Italian heritage hosts are putting it on, especially with a calamari. And that reminds me, when the media plays up these Bidenomics good news stories, like Thanksgiving this year cost just $58 for 10 people, they never interview Italians when it comes to the food costs or amounts. I mean, Italians are like, if they're expecting 10, they buy enough for 25 or 30 guests. They would rather die than run out of anything. Kathy and I, we spent $350 last year on Thanksgiving groceries for eight people. And the year before, I was lucky to get it all under $200 because we had everybody bring sides. And that's nothing wrong with that because people are proud of their sides. So that was a good deal. The bird that year was $38. I had a driver give me the bird on $580. But personally, I would eat half the turkey, the can of beans, and all the applesauce myself, and then I would paw around in the refrigerator to see what else is in there. Yeah, because according to my Kraft and macaroni cheese box, I am a family of four. And when it comes to turkeys, I like the old Christmas Carol movies. Go to the butcher shop, you get the biggest one, okay? If Freud didn't write about the size of your turkey, it was an oversight. Because turkey size must be directly proportionate to how great America is, okay? 1 year I had a turkey that was 185 pounds and it had a tattoo. And it was riding around the front lawn on a Harley. If you think America is great, if you think this is the best country that's ever been, if you tear up when Lee Greenwood sings for the upteenth gazillion time, I'm proud to be an American, then you want a big mofo turkey. You want a turkey that takes two of you to take it to the car, maybe even have a seat at the table for it. Oh, no, that wouldn't work. Okay, it's 9:31. How did that happen? I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Our next guest is coming up. It's Derek Lee. Derek Lee, we're going to talk health talk again and his products. And then we'll be back at 10 with open topic, whatever you bring up on this cold and lonely Saturday morning. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk Fox News next. FM Talk News Time, 9:32.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Okay, so the men's room in this office building, is it just me? Those urinals are a little bit too close together.
They are.
And it's a busy building, and I don't know. There's anyway, that's why I'm blushing right now.
They're much better than the troughs they used to have, though.
Troughs?
Remember the baseball games in the 80s?
Yes.
The urinals, there's just like a huge trough where you get shoulder to shoulder with men peeing in troughs.
Rich Stadium in Buffalo, New York. And when I went to see the games, it was amazing. It was like a cattle feed thing.
That's right.
And but I'll tell you what, it was efficient. And
it was efficient.
You could determine your own space there.
Right.
And now, you know, they have the brand new stadium there, and the charm is gone. That was a quaint thing. It really was.
Sidetrack.
Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. I'm John Potter. Listen, we're not going to talk about your diet today. In remembrance of Thanksgiving, it's a useless discussion.
Feast week.
So you do have a lot of things to talk about. I think the best thing is the buy two, get one free We'll talk about that a little bit later. That'll save you a lot of money. By the way, your website, brainhealthformulas.com, is there a Black Friday sale on brainhealthformulas.com?
That's what we're announcing today.
This is it.
This is,
I think, your biggest deal here. That's great. And how long will this sale go on for?
We'll go the whole week because I know there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunity to listen to this show live, and a lot of people listen to the podcast late during the week when it gets posted.
They do?
Yeah. Okay. I get a lot of listeners that say, hey, I just listened to the podcast.
Oh, I know. I got a guy from Florida who wrote me.
Yeah.
And what did I get? An email from somebody in Wyoming. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's focus on what you learned this week, a pretty amazing thing about what we've been told all our lives about metabolism apparently has been wrong.
Yeah, so I finally found an article that actually specifies metabolism, and our metabolism changes twice in our lives, once between the age of 3 and 4, and once again it seems to slow down once somewhere in our 60s. But other than that, our metabolism stays the same. And in the article that I read, it said that really the only way to actually lose weight is by reducing calories.
Okay, so I was a little stunned by this because I remember the moment that I started just gaining weight, just eating what I usually eat at a certain age. I don't know if it was, 40 or something.
Yeah.
So how, explain that.
So so metabolism is more of how we process nutrients. And so when it comes down to energy, so it's all based on cellular level. Mm-hmm. And so if a cell is more of like a fat cell, then those cells don't require as much energy to provide a nutrient value. I don't think I'm saying this properly, but I'm doing the best that I can.
You fervently believe this is the case right now.
I do. I think metabolism has been thrown around to be all encompassing. That if our metabolism is slow, we gain weight when we eat food. If our metabolism is fast, then we don't gain weight because we can process the food more. But metabolism actually has to do with cellular output, how our cells process nutrients. And if we have more fat cells, then we can't process as much nutrients. And so if we exercise more, those fat cells reduce because of energy consumption, but that does not change metabolism. That's more of my mitochondrial function. That's more of how we use energy as a fuel source.
Aside from having to work out and everything, get those pounds off, what about appetite and being satisfied with your food quantity? How can you alter that?
I believe that is actually the biggest challenge, to be able to be satisfied with what the amount of food that you are eating or we are eating, and the emotional satisfaction with the quantity of food, because we typically know when I think we've had enough food, but then we eat a lot more because we want to.
See, this, and we're coming down to the brain again here.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, this is brainhealthformulas.com guy here, and he focuses on products that affect the brain, and how would it affect your appetite and being satisfied with food quantity?
So this comes back to the Master Blaster.
Your new product.
New product. It actually gives us the ability to say, oh, I've had enough food. I'm okay. And you feel satisfied with the amount of food that you've eaten, and you can actually walk away from eating too much. It gives us that ability to reduce the overeating. And when we can reduce the overeating, we can actually lower our insulin. We can reduce our cholesterol. It's because that actually gives our body time to metabolize the food properly versus overfeeding or overeating, which then compromises our metabolism and our ability to uptake nutrients, because before too long, we actually start eating again before we've actually metabolized all the food we ate previously. So then when we compound and build up too much nutrients, then there's the conversion to fat cells.
And so what does Master Blaster do?
It gives us the ability to recognize when we've had enough to eat, and we actually choose to eat different foods than we would otherwise. And so I've been able to analyze this from my own experience. If I take Master Blaster during the day, I end up skipping lunch a lot of times because I'm just not hungry. And so then when I get to dinner, a lot of times I eat very little for dinner also. And so this is what has actually enabled me to actually drop more weight, because I don't eat as much food and actually feel better when I eat less. And so it gives you that drive, that energy, to, instead of procrastinating, instead of thinking, you know, I need to do this, or I need to do this, or I'm thinking about doing this. This actually provides the energy output, or the at least the awareness of the energy output. Instead of thinking about it, I end up doing it, doing whatever task it is, before I even think about doing it again. Next thing I'm done with the task, instead of thinking about it. And it's like, I don't even know what just happened, but I just completed this. And so what Master Blaster does is it actually encourages the production of dopamine. That's the go hormone in the brain.
I love dopamine.
And so Master Blaster encourages the production of dopamine. And when we can have that, when we have access to that hormone, we can actually get a lot more accomplished, and we can actually utilize our food uptake a lot more efficiently.
Since we're talking about the brain, and I know some people who tried to lose weight through hypnosis, do you believe in that?
It's all possible. It can be all, hypnosis can be utilized to manipulate how the brain functions. And so if someone believes that it's possible, hypnosis can help them, then it's totally possible. But if there's someone who says, there's no way this is going to work, it can also still have an effect. There could be a placebo effect. There could be a way to manipulate the production of hormones in the brain, believing what the possibility is. And so it's all, and so it's a weird, there's this weird balance of how things can work versus how they do work. And so when we have that capacity for things to work in a certain way, all it takes is just this switch to get flipped. So in that case, hypnosis is totally feasible that it can do that.
Well, if they can make a guest at a comedy show suddenly crow like a rooster, we've seen that, haven't we? So there you go. And therapy too.
That can be a significant contributing factor for quite a few people.
My therapist told me, John, you're your own worst enemy. And I said, yes, and I'm undefeated.
You're perfect, John.
All right, 884-9910. Questions for Derek, brainhealthformulas.com. We're talking health. Next up, want to bring up cholesterol and insulin production. He has products for that. And the sale, buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com. I don't have to explain that, do I? You just
nope.
Go to the website.
Just
it's right there.
Buy two. Everything is given. So you don't have to punch in any promotional codes. Buy two.
See,
any,
I love that.
Any singular
Sometimes
component.
Those codes don't work.
They do.
And you, well, yours okay. But I was just on Chewy.com, and I was shopping and buying the cat toys, and the cat will like this, and Molly will enjoy that. And I had this list, and I went to checkout because they sent me a $20 off thing. Didn't accept the code. After all that work. So I like it when the website is automatically deducting it. That's great.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. Brain, you have anything for cats?
Not yet.
Okay. Brainhealthformulas.com, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local. Back in a few, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
You have the same style in clothing that I do. That is my outfit right there. You may not have them. I can't see. Okay, you start with cowboy boots, light blue jeans, a nice colored shirt, a nice colored tie, and a leather jacket. To me, that is perfection. And sometimes I'll do the white shirt with no tie. And the anyway, I'm easily distracted.
Yes.
I'm John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee at brainhealthformulas.com. All right, cholesterol, especially after Thanksgiving. Let's get into that. Cholesterol. And by the way, all his products are buy two, get one free, brainhealthformulas.com. What did you learn about cholesterol for the people who have high cholesterol out there?
There's a lot of people that have high cholesterol.
Yes.
And so typically we end up with high cholesterol as we age. It typically does not show up until, until we're past puberty. And so when something stops working properly and we stop being able to regulate cholesterol properly, to me, that's always a question of why. That means something was working and then it stopped working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not born with a high cholesterol, then we develop high cholesterol. So to me, that a lot of times that's about signaling. And a new working theory is that what if we have challenged processing food and the conversion of cholesterol? What if that's not necessarily based on actually the conversion of or the breaking down of cholesterol? What if that has a lot more to do with maybe we're eating, if we eat too much food, that overloads and overwhelms the cholesterol? I think cholesterol is made in the liver, by the way. We actually make it. And if we don't consume enough of it, then if we consume too much, that overwhelms the liver. And I believe it probably just starts bypassing liver. So then the liver might be making cholesterol at the same time as we're eating cholesterol in foods, no matter what foods it is. And so then, there's a lack of signaling. And so I'm starting to become curious if we eat less food, can we then enable the liver to start processing or regulating cholesterol more efficiently? And at the same time, we have a formula called Master Blaster that helps communicate with the liver to actually start regulating cholesterol more efficiently. So Master Blaster, it benefits the hypothalamus. Hypothalamus is what regulates cholesterol production. So therefore, the electrical communication is coming from the hypothalamus to the liver to make or generate cholesterol. So if we eat less food, we might actually be able to regulate cholesterol once again. And so we can kind of reverse engineer how we as humans actually function. And so there's a high probability that if we continually overwhelm the liver with too much food, then the liver has difficulty in processing cholesterol.
And Master Blaster is a product for that.
It does. Master Blaster works on signaling and communicating with the liver to either produce cholesterol or to reduce the production of cholesterol based on the foods that we eat.
And one more thing, I don't think we ever brought this up before, insulin production.
Insulin production is pancreas. Pancreas produces insulin. That's how we process carbohydrates.
And what people should be concerned about that?
I believe, again, if we eat too much food at one time, then we overwhelm the pancreas in order to produce insulin. So if we can reduce the amount of food that we eat, we may be able to actually...
That's not a thing to say after Thanksgiving.
It's
week.
A perfect time to say it.
Okay, all right.
Going into Christmas, we
from
can start,
now on.
So we can start to generate a normality, because typically over the first years when we want to start losing weight.
You know, you're right. This is right when those health clubs start getting packed and everything.
That's
and
right.
People change their habits.
That's right.
Okay. So
we're jumping the gun. We're preparing ourselves for what losing weight starting the first of the year. And the biggest ways of doing that is being able to regulate our appetite, or to generate a more normal appetite. And when we are satisfied with how much food we are eating and we're satisfied with what we are eating, mm-hmm. then inevitably we end up eating less food. And I believe we can actually regulate insulin and cholesterol production by eating less food and more appropriate foods. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this from experience, by the way, not just based on theory, that this is what I have experienced by utilizing Master Blaster in this way.
A lot of folks like myself, we would sure like to wake up without all the self-loathing about the feast that you had the night before. You went out, you splurged, you went out to a restaurant, and you're afraid to get on the bathroom scale. And losing weight, I mean, you wouldn't think brainhealthformulas.com would be kind of like a diet place to go.
Yeah, it's... If we can regulate our appetite, if we can balance our appetite and balance the quantity of food, and if we can get satisfied with the quantity of food sooner, then we mm-hmm. eat less and we can actually lose weight without changing our diet, just changing the quantity of food rather than changing our diet.
And what product do you recommend for?
Master Blaster regulates appetite. Gland Ho also contributes to regulating appetite. And so those two combine, well, You can take those two together and also separate. They both have similar effects, but they overlap differently.
And those are two of your three newest products.
That's correct.
Master Blaster, Gland Ho.
Yep. Love the names, don't you, John?
The whole part kind of makes me giggle.
That's right.
I'll be honest with you. And the sleep thing,
sleep formula,
which I'm going to start taking tonight. I wanted to give it a full week test to tell you. I've had real trouble getting up at 3 in the morning and then trying to get back to sleep. I don't know what's happened to me. I just can't get back to sleep. Sometimes I give up by 4 and waste time. So I can't wait for that. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com, and the deal right now is you buy two and you get one free, and that's on every product?
We're not going to do the bundles. So all the bundles were not are
they
excluded.
Already have a discount in them.
That's right.
Okay.
And so we're all the singular products, and we're not going to include the GLP-1s this time either.
Okay.
So all the singular products other than the bundles and the GLP-1 are all buy two, get one free.
All right. Brainhealthformulas.com. This is Derek's Black Friday deal. And when does it end?
We're going to go for a solid week. And
all right. That's
go
it, folks.
There.
That's it. Brainhealthformulas.com. And highly recommend, because of what he said, the Master Blaster and Gland Ho.
Love it.
Okay. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Folks, I'm John Potter, back with you live and local after Fox News 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:58.